History was made yesterday when former President Donald Trump was found guilty on 34 felony counts related to covering up an affair with a porn star prior to the 2016 election. We break down the political ramifications of this first verdict in Trump's many court cases with Sonoma State University political science professor Dr. Dave McEwen. Thanks for talking with us.
Well, happy Friday. What a week, Michelle.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So do you think that Trump supporters were going to be moved at all by the results of this trial, regardless of the outcome?
Well, they're going to be moved to open their pocketbooks, their wallets. They should report record fundraising, I would say, overnight and through the weekend. So look for big numbers out of Trump and kind of MAGA world related to their fundraising. They should blow past the numbers that they set in the past. It will obviously consolidate support for them. The difficulty is that Donald Trump is tapped out at about 46-47% of the popular vote. So the vote is won on the margins, and those are people who are slightly red, slightly blue, independents in general, in places like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. Those are the people he has to win the presidency. I'm not sure they're swayed by the verdict. Being found guilty of a series of felonies is never good for your political career, even if you're Donald Trump. As someone who, you know, kind of resets political gravity over and over.
Oh, Professor, our great civics teacher, looking for some perspective here. This seems to have been a fair trial. It seems like the judge tried to damp down the circus. It seems like a group of peers from where Donald Trump grew up convicted him. It seems like all went well. And you have a president saying it's the system's rigged. And by the way, a bunch of senators saying the system is rigged. It doesn't seem like this is good for our system when people are saying it's rigged.
Yeah, I think some perspective is important here. Look, this is the summer of the 50th anniversary of Richard Nixon resigning the presidency. We've come full circle, yet moved past that in many ways for where we're at. And part of that is this election doesn't end on November 5th. We know from the events after 2020 that Donald Trump and his supporters will continue to agitate. So even if they lose the popular vote and the Electoral College vote, even if the election is sanctioned and Joe Biden wins, the fight for them isn't necessarily over. It does continue. And usually the summer before a presidential election is pretty dull. There's not a lot happening. But with sentencing to occur on July 11th, 4 days before the Republican convention in Milwaukee at the beginning of July 15th, that could reset how the convention runs. Democrats are worried that Chicago in 2024 will be a repeat of Chicago 1968. So they're going to run some virtual events, over Zoom in the nomination of Joe Biden as their candidate. But Republicans may have to visit some of those same things so that they have those made-for-TV events that Donald Trump wants. And the grievance politics, the campaigning over governing, is really the big change since, say, 1968 or 1974. We are better at campaigning and running for office than anyone else in the world. We just can't get the trains to run on time. We can't govern well. And so if the horse that brung you is grievance, you're not going to change those stripes. You're not going to change that manner. That's a big component of our politics today. And it defines Donald Trump campaigning over governing. And that difficulty makes it really hard to come to some consensus and move forward, even if you were to win and to become back to the White House.
So how is Biden reacting and messaging right now, and how should he?
Yeah, I mean, look, Donald Trump is overperforming his 2020 numbers with independents, with African-American voters, with young voters. So obviously, the Biden campaign is going to move into those realms. They're going to push harder. We've seen that the last week with the vice president and president talking to African-American voters. Look, Joe Biden got 94% of African-American women voting for him in 2020, 90% of African-American men. Those numbers are not where they are. They're not today where they were then. So they're going to have to go after that demographic. You've got the problem of young people in Gaza. So they're going to be talking more about that. And they're going to have to counter by raising. They've raised more money than Trump so far. But Trump's going to have this boon of fundraising. They're going to have to counter with that. So they're going to turn up, I would imagine, sports stars, Hollywood stars, pop culture icons to talk about Joe Biden in contrast with Donald Trump. That's what you should see the next couple of days and weeks.
All right, because we pay you the big bucks, here's our questions, Professor. If you're running for Congress in a swing state here in California, what do you do now? Do you hitch your wagon to Donald Trump, keep going, or do you do the dance?
Yeah, there are. I mean, there are a couple things to this. Steve Garvey is going to have to come out and deal with this issue. He's avoided this largely while running in the primaries against Adam Schiff. That's one element at the U.S. Senate. And look, Republicans haven't elected a statewide constitutional officer in California since 2006, and they haven't won the U.S. Senate seat since 1988 when Steve Garvey, played for the L.A. Dodgers 36 years ago. So that's something to watch. There's about 5 to 7 California congressional seats, mostly in the Valley and down south. And the Republican candidates there and the incumbents have endorsed Donald Trump. They've embraced him. That is difficult because in many of those districts, Joe Biden won by 10, 11, or 12 points. He won David Valadao's congressional district by 11 points. In other districts, it's closer. But Republicans, if they're going to hold the House, they're going to have to hold those seats in California. They're going to have to hold the George Santos seat that they've already lost in New York. So the road to holding the House is through New York and California. For Democrats, the same road. If they're going to win the House, they're going to have to win the House with late on election night in those California congressional districts. And since it takes us forever to vote and count those votes, it may be some time before we know the disposition of the House, which further, if you will, drags out the November 5th election.
We appreciate your time. We know you're busy, so we'll let you go. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to chat with you, too, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday. That is Dr. Dave McEwen, SSU political science professor.